Tokyo Podcast Episode Number 38.
On this show, we talk to bluegrass musician Leona Tokutake about her journey from the bright lights of Tokyo to the mountain countryside of Johnson City, Tennessee. Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Tokyo Podcast. I'm your host, Anthony Joe. And today's show is coming to you a couple days early because I have a special announcement for all you Canadians in Tokyo. July 1st is Canada Day. Canada is 145 years young on July 1st. And the Tokyo Canadian Club is having a Canada Day celebration down in Roppongi. There's free admission, there's music, Canadian music. I don't know who's playing, but it's going to be some Canadian music. There's going to be lots of food and games for the kids and all that kind of stuff. I think there's even some poutine, if you know what that is. So, if you're a Canadian or you like Canadians, and I mean, seriously, who doesn't like Canadians? We're not Americans, right? So, who doesn't like Canadians, eh? If you want to check out the Canadian celebration on July 1st, visit the TokyoCanadianClub.com. On today's show, I'm going to be talking to Leona Tokutake, who is a classically trained violinist from Tokyo. Now, what's interesting about Leona is that she doesn't play classical violin anymore. She actually moved to the United States and has now started playing bluegrass music. Now, if you don't know what bluegrass music is, this is what it sounds like. No, I'm just kidding. That's not what it sounds like. But bluegrass music is a form of country music. You can kind of almost think of it as an up-tempo, faster-sounding country music. And as a matter of fact, this is what it really sounds like. That's a track from Leona's latest CD titled A New Peace Within. That particular song is titled The Cherokee Shuffle. And Leona is on tour currently in Japan to promote her latest CD. She'll be in Tokyo on July 6th performing at the Back in Town restaurant and bar. So I'll be talking to her a little bit later on in the show. Before we get to Leona, I wanted to give a quick mention about another outstanding blog post by Mr. Hiko Simon. If you've done a search on YouTube at all for videos about Japan, I'm sure you've seen Hiko's YouTube channel. But what you may or may not know is that he also has a blog where he has started a new series writing about his early days here in Japan. The series is titled Falling with Style, and he has recently released blog post number 4 titled Panda Ambush. And what I find particularly interesting about this series is that I think this is fantastic information for anyone who is looking to move and live and work in Japan. If you're coming here on holiday, there's lots of videos about what you see on holiday. If you're into the anime or the manga or all that other garbage, there's tons of videos about that as well. But in my opinion, there's very few resources that offer in-depth look at what it's like to actually live and work here, because it can be quite different than what many people think. The image of this kawaii, friendly nation that is portrayed is not always accurate. Sometimes it is, but not always accurate when you're actually living and working here. So I think his blog posts offer anyone who's looking to move to Japan a fantastic insight into what it's like to actually live and work here. And there's a really great photo of when Hiko had hair. So it kind of gives you an idea of how long ago these events took place. But check it out at hikosimon.com. Leona Tokutake is a classically trained violin player originally from Tokyo. However, today she makes her home in Johnson City, Tennessee, where she plays bluegrass music. And as you heard earlier in the show, bluegrass music is a form of country music, country western music, that has its roots in the Appalachian Mountain area of the United States. And that's the eastern part of the United States. Leona is on tour currently in Japan to promote her latest CD titled A New Peace Within. And I went down to her studio here in Tokyo to chat with her a little bit about her music, her latest CD, and what it's like to be a Japanese player playing bluegrass music in Johnson City, Tennessee, because there's not a lot of Japanese in that area. Anyways, welcome to the show, Leona.
Hello.
Okay, now, Leona, I was contacted by your fans. Mm-hmm. Who said, I have to interview you because you are the most omoshiroi Japanese violin player in the world.
Well, I'm glad.
So, for those of us who don't really know much about bluegrass music, which is myself included, can you kind of give us an idea of how you went from Tokyo to Tennessee?
Okay. Well, actually, my father is a country guitar player in Japan, lives in Tokyo, and he knows a lot of American roots music. So I basically grew up with listening to his music, you know, he playing country style music, and but I never really was interested in those music until maybe I went to high school. That time I got kind of interested in different types of music, but using the same instrument. So, you know, I was classically trained and started interested in country bluegrass type music. And then my father found me a fiddle camp in Nashville, Tennessee.
A fiddle camp?
Fiddle camp, uh-huh. And back then, you know, I was like 16 maybe, so I couldn't really speak English. You know, I was taking English class at school, but, you know, just, this is a pain.
Right.
How are you? I am fine, that type of thing. But he just sent me over there by myself.
Wow, really?
For a week.
Right.
Yes. And over there, I just saw a lot of kids playing, you know, just incredible fiddle playing with their family band, or, you know, they just formed a band together or something. And it just kind of, I guess it's a culture shock.
Yeah, I would think.
And I just fell in love with this country bluegrass music.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. I'm very curious. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this later, but I'm very curious as to how you went from "Hello, my name is" to "How y'all doing?"
Well, yeah.
But before we get to that, what's the difference between a violin and a fiddle?
Well, it's technically a same instrument. Nothing is really, really changed. You know, the same strings and everything. I would usually explain, well, it's the style of music you play. So if you're classically trained with a lot of money in it, then it's a violin. Right. And then the fiddle is more, you know, cheaper sound, or, yes. So it's not really different.
So it's the same instrument. So a Stradivarius is never a fiddle.
No.
That's always a violin.
That's right.
Okay. And for you, was it difficult to go from playing classical music to country western music?
Yes, it was. The thing was, when I got interested in those music, I was trying to find somebody who could teach me how to play these fiddle, you know, dee-dee-dee-dee, that type of music. But it was pretty tough to find anyone who could do that for me. And so I decided to go to the States to study those type of music. And there's a school you can kind of, I guess it's in major now, but when I went there, it was only minor, but you can minor in bluegrass music at college in the east part of Tennessee. So
Of course, Tennessee is going to have a major in bluegrass music.
That's
you know?
Right.
Now, for those of you in the audience who maybe are not aware of the geography of the United States, Tennessee and bluegrass music in particular is very specific to a very specific part of America, and what we some would consider the southern part of America. And the southern part of America has its own unique culture and style and accents, as you can hear. And I would say that southern part of America is very different than the buttoned-down traditional style of Japan.
Yes.
Would you agree?
Uh-huh.
I won't go into stereotypes, but let's just say it is very different than you know, big city Tokyo. No. So when you went there for the first time, was it a bit of a culture shock?
Oh, yes. I mean, you know, over here in Tokyo, you know, convenience stores 24 hours open. You know, you could buy anything over here. But when I went over there, all I see was just mountains. Or maybe some lakes. And most of the store closed at around 8 or 9 o'clock. And then, you know, there's so many stuff we couldn't even get. I remember the very first time I went to Nashville, I had a MD player, because it was before MP3 or anything.
Right,
so
right.
I had an MD player, and I stayed at one family, and they're like, "What is that?" So I explained, it's like a CD player, but that it's not the same thing. And they actually went to Walmart to look for MD player, and then they found just only one kind. So that's, you know, over here you have
many.
All those great cameras, computers, everything. But
that must have been quite a jump up from them, from their 8-track player that they had in their pickup truck, you know?
Right.
Hey, Ma, check this out. I take it there's not a lot of Japanese people in Tennessee or Nashville when you went over there. Was there?
Well, there are some Japanese people living there because they have some car parts company, or you know, still Toyota, Honda, those car places kind of, you know, growing over there. So there are some Japanese people living there. I guess Nashville or Memphis, Tennessee, that's the Japanese people go to most of the time. But where I live is just so far from those two places also, so yes, not many people.
So there's not a lot of Japanese food available?
No. I mean, we got some Asian grocery stores, but maybe you'll find Korean snacks or something, but not many Japanese food.
Interesting. So then you started going to school and minoring in bluegrass music. And so can you kind of explain to our audience, what is bluegrass music?
Phew, that's a difficult question.
Well, kind of summarize it. Because as I understand it, it's a subset of country music.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, I think country music and bluegrass used to be kind of same type of music long time ago, but I guess I would say bluegrass is more influenced by mountain music, and the country goes to more, you know, if you listen to country music, it's like a heartbroken.
Right. My wife left me, my truck broke down, my cattle ran away.
And then I guess country music was more for trying to become a little more popular music than those original bluegrass music.
It has a very upbeat, kind of happy tempo, right?
Uh-huh.
I noticed that on your YouTube videos, you seem to, you play very fast.
Uh-huh, that's right.
The banjo, is that what it's called? The banjo,
banjo.
The round thing, is very, very fast.
Yes.
So it sounds like a lot of fun music, actually.
Yes, it's to make people dance to the music and then have a good time.
Right, right. So then I take it you started doing shows and concerts in America. And I'm curious, what was the audience reaction to this little Japanese girl coming out?
Well, yes, first they'll, you know, kind of look at me really kind of what's going on, especially, like I said, where I'm living right now, it's still in deep in mountains. So people...
The Inaka part of Inaka,
that's
right?
Yes. So, you know, kind of people are kind of secure, you know, don't want to have any stranger from anywhere. So, yes, they... First, they looked at me like, you know, what she's going to do. But actually, after I started playing music, they're totally, you know, welcoming me. And so, you know, I felt like music is really universal language. You know, it doesn't really matter if I could speak English or not. But whenever I play, they're just like, you know, excited and, yeah.
And you also sing.
Yes,
I see on your videos, right? You also sing. Did the singing help with your learning in English?
I believe so, yes. I try to, you know, try to sing in good English pronunciation, but it was helping me to, you know, learn the lyrics to understand English also. Because it's, you know, if you're singing in English, it's really different than singing in Japanese lyrics is kind of more like a poem, but those lyrics in English is more sentence talking. So yes, I think definitely it helped me
perfect that Southern accent.
Yes, I don't know. Do I have a lot of accent? I don't.
I'll let my audience decide on that, because I mean, to me, it sounds pretty strong. My Japanese audience is going to suddenly think, my God, I can't understand English anymore. What happened? She's Japanese.
I hope it's not that too bad.
I want to know, actually, when you speak Nihongo, do you have a Southern accent?
No.
That must really mess the people up here. But you're here in Japan now, and you're doing some shows here in Japan. And is it true that bluegrass music is quite popular here in Japan?
Yes. Actually, every year, I think about 40 bluegrass festivals going on.
40?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And a lot of people are still performing and teaching. Not much in Tokyo area, but based on Kansai area, some of the university have things called bluegrass club, and some people who used to play bluegrass long time ago or so, they come visit them place and teach younger people how to play bluegrass music. So yes, there are some younger bluegrass musicians, and then, like I said, a lot of bluegrass festivals.
Who brought that over here originally? Did it come with the U.S. military? Like U.S. Army guys brought it over?
I think that's what it is, yes. And then also, I guess after World War II, some people could listen to the radio, Army radio,
right,
in Japan. Right. And then it's kind of like my dad and my grandpa could listen to those radio at home. So my father got into, you know, American roots music because of that.
So tell me about your new CD. The title is A New Places Within.
New Piece Within.
Oh, sorry, New Piece Within. Yeah, my English is losing me too. A New Piece Within. And you've just released it, and you're here in Japan to promote it. Is there anything special about the CD?
This CD, I made this for people who knows bluegrass well as people who don't know much of bluegrass music. I'm singing some of the songs, and I'm playing with some friends I made in the States, and my dad is actually performing maybe a couple songs.
No kidding, eh? Wow.
And it's kind of like I've been wanting to make one CD with, you know, how I get this bluegrass music into me.
Right. How it makes you feel.
Yes. Uh-huh. So half of the songs in there is traditional bluegrass songs, and then half is my original songs.
Oh, okay. The songs you've written yourself?
Uh-huh.
Wow, fantastic. I really want to hear track number 7, the Cherokee Shuffle.
Uh-huh. That's a good old fiddle tune.
Really? Is it really? Will I start dancing on the train if I start listening to that?
Oh, yes.
And then you're here in Japan to do some shows. If people wanted to see you perform live, where can they do that?
Yes, we have a show on July 6th. That's the Friday. It's in Akebonobashi, back in town. It's near Shinjuku Station.
And that's at the back in town. And that's July 6th. And if people want to find out more information about that, they could either look for Back in Town website or on your Facebook page at facebook.com/fiddlinleona. Before I let you go, I wanted to ask about this CD that your brother has out. I understand your brother's also a musician.
Yes, he plays guitar, and his wife actually is a singer-songwriter also. And they put this CD together. It's based on this one song, kind of singing about after the March 11th, everybody was worried about Japan, how it's going to be, and this is a song about saying thank you to everybody, and then let's go, you know, go back to Japan as, you know, it used to be. And so we are performing number 14th, I believe. I'm not sure.
Wait, it goes up to 12. You're 11.
11, okay. Yeah. Yes. But it has same song, but it's different style of music from all over the world. Some people are from Brazil performing this song. Some people are from England performing. Yes.
Who wrote the song?
Actually, my brother's wife.
Oh, wow. Yes. Your brother's wife wrote it. Mm-hmm. And so 12 different musicians are going to sing their version of the song.
That's right.
And you are number 11. Take it you're singing a bluegrass version.
That's right.
And people can hear this song the same night that you're performing on July 6th. Is that right?
Actually, this is going to be on the iTunes. I believe it's already out there.
Okay.
And yes, you can purchase ours or somebody else version. But
the name of the song is Music Loves You.
That's the title of the CD. Okay. And everything called Somewhere's Place with Aino Uta.
Okay. So yours is Johnson City, Rome, and London, Budapest. Wow. So all these people, all these artists around the world recorded their version from their home country.
Yes. And then
put it all together.
Yes. And then if you purchase this, and part of the money will go to Fukushima's radio station over there to help people recover.
Yes. Wow, that's fantastic. Well, thanks very much, Leona. I really enjoyed talking to you and listening to a little bit more about bluegrass music.
Uh-huh.
And I wish you all the best here in Tokyo. Once again, if people want to check out your CD, it's titled A New Piece Within. They can do that on your Facebook page at facebook.com/fiddlinleona. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thanks again to Leona for coming on the show. She's currently touring Japan to promote her latest CD titled A New Piece Within. If you'd like to hear her perform live from her CD, you can do so on July 6th at the Back in Town Restaurant and Pub. All the details can be found on her Facebook page at facebook.com/fiddlinleona. And I'll also make sure to post a link to that from my website at tokyopodcast.com. If you're a Canadian or you like Canadians or you want to be Canadian, head down to the Canada Day celebration in Roppongi on July 1st. Starts at 2 o'clock. All the details can be found on the Tokyo Canadian Club at tokyocanadianclub.com. Don't forget to check out my Facebook page at facebook.com/tokyopodcast. And if you have a comment, feedback, or a question, you can send it to me through Twitter at tokyopodcast as well. That's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm Anthony Joe. And we're going to play you out with some more bluegrass music courtesy of Leona.